This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the June 24th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. I've got some good songs to play, a lot of things on my mind, a little tech talk. We'll have a good time today. We saw a movie last night that I highly recommend. We saw the new Adam Sandler movie, Click. And I had read a good review about it earlier in the day, and I was expecting good things, and we sure got it. This is a good movie. It's a happy movie. It's a funny movie. It's a sad movie. The Houston paper described it as similar in some ways to It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, which is high praise. And while it's not quite that good, it's similar. It makes a good point, and I liked it a lot. One of the songs in that movie that played a central role in one of the scenes is Linger by the Cranberries, and I had forgotten about that song. I used to love that song, as did most people back in the mid-90s. This is the song Linger we're going to start off with off the Cranberries' 1993 record, Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? This is Linger, a blast from the past, but a mighty fine song in its own right, and one that's featured prominently in a movie that you should go see. So check it out here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. the scene in that movie where Adam Sandler goes back and watches the first time he kissed his wife is a phenomenal scene, and that song plays an important role in it. So if you see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. Very, very good movie. It's got me thinking about older music. In many ways, I feel like some of the best music was made back in the mid-80s. I think it's because I was in grad school in Nashville at the time and listened to a lot of really good music at the time, and have always felt like the mid-80s is an overlooked period in terms of our music history. Another band that I loved back then, still like now, is the Smiths. I'll play one off their 1987 record, Strange Ways, Here We Come. This is Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before. The Smiths, here on a evolving into a retro edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Guest. That's a great song, one of my favorite musical eras. I'm in a groove now, so I'm going to keep going. Another band I liked back in the 80s is Susie and the Banshee, which is a band that came out of London. And it originated with a group of people who were big Sex Pistols fans, and then later Sid Vicious, who was in the Sex Pistols, joined the band as a drummer. They had a lot of good records. They were really radical punk rockers, but they also had some very melodic, ephemeral songs. And one of my favorite is Swimming with Horses, which is off of their 1984 record, Hyena. So here we got a little Susan DeBanshee, Swimming with Horses, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Okay, I got to do one more, because probably my favorite band from that era is The Cure, and since Robert Smith, the songwriter and singer for The Cure, played guitar for a while with Susan DeBanshees, I figured it was a natural progression. Let's end the retro moment of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast with a song by The Cure I bet you've never heard. This is a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze by The Cure. Here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. It's a little bit different, but if you like this kind of music and you stick with it, you'll be rewarded. The Cure doing Purple Haze on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. I like Cure. Just about any one of their records, I think, is a fine record. If you want something that's sort of classic Cure, but it's not as mainstream as some you probably heard, check out their Faith record. That's the first record I put on a new stereo when I bought. Really good sound. Let's take a minute for some tech talk. I wrote a blog post earlier this morning about these blogger conferences. And I've posted about this before, and I've written about it before, and I'm really not trying to be critical. I'm trying to understand, and I'm trying to figure out who goes to these things. I mean, when I speak at conferences, and I speak at a lot of them, believe me, there are a lot of people there, but they're not there just because they think I'm a great speaker. They're there because they have either lawyers or brokers' licenses. They have to be there to get continuing education, which is a requirement in order to keep your license. Plus, if it's a real estate conference, there are going to be other people there, and there'll be some landlords, and there'll be some Costco or Circuit City or Target representatives there, and sometimes they sit in meetings and at dinner after these conference presentations, and they make deals. And it's all about business, and people go on their company's time, on their company's nickel, and it's a business thing. Well, that's where I come from, and I'm trying to apply the same dynamic to these blogger conferences. And, you know, 99% of the people in the world don't know what a blog is, and the ones who do think it's an online diary. And most big companies would fire an employee if he or she was sitting around their desk blogging all day long, much less to reward them or encourage them. And I'm not saying that I don't find beauty in blogs. If you read my post, I think blogs are beautiful just how they are. What I don't understand is people trying to turn these things into a business. Now, yes, if you are a company and you want a way to reach out to your customers, a blog is a brilliant way to do it. Something like Scoble used to do or still does for a few more days at Microsoft, that's probably a great idea. But that's the exception. That's not the rule. Fortune 500 companies, I just can't see it. And most of the blogging tools and applications are free, and so it's not like there are a bunch of vendors who can come in and sponsor these conferences and then sell their goods to the attendees. So I just don't get it, and I'm not trying to be critical. I would love to go to one of these things, but of course I would have to go on my own nickel, have to travel a long way, would have to spend my own money and take vacation time. So it's not really feasible for me, even though I would be interested in going just to meet some of the people that I talk to over the internet sometimes. And it's not that I'm saying it's a dumb thing to do, but what I don't understand, I think some people are trying to stuff a round peg into a square hole by trying to treat this blogging thing like it's some big business. It's not. It's just people talking to each other via the written word in a shared medium. And that's great. I think, and I may be wrong about this, I'm not sure that I'm right, but I'm starting to think that this whole blogging conference thing is some deal thought up by some guys who got rich back in the tech boom, and now they got time on their hands, and rather than play golf or go fishing, they're saying, well, let's have blogger conferences. And I'm not crapping on that. That's fine. But I'm just trying to understand what company would come to some employee and say, okay, I want you to go to the blogging conference and learn how to blog. I can't conceive of many companies that would ever do that. I really can't. Now, somebody posted a comment to my post and said, well, it's not the blogging, it's the business. It's that, you know, it's like a telephone. People don't use a telephone for business, but the telephone is a part of their business. And maybe somehow blogging is going to become part of somebody's business, but I just can't see it on a wide scale amount or to an extent, I should say. I don't know. I'm trying to understand these blogging conferences, and maybe I'll get some more comments and people will explain them to me. I hope people like Dave Weiner and these people who put on these conferences don't think I'm just jerking them around, because I'm not. I'm really not. I would love to go to one of these conferences, but I don't see the business connection. That's my issue. I want somebody to tell me how this is going to take off. Where's this heading? I don't know if people go to these blogging conferences and have to pay for it or not. I mean, everything else in the blogging world is free. Maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, you don't pay for any of the blogging platforms we use, so that'd be kind of weird. But maybe that's the case. But again, who's paying for it? If there's a fee to get in, who's paying for it? Who's paying for the airfare, the hotels? I just don't understand it. Now, if you want to say this is a hobby, it's some Burning Man type thing where people who have a shared passion get together, okay, I can understand that. That's fine. I don't have enough money to do that, and I've got to work for a living. But if I was really into it, I'd probably go. But I just don't see the business aspect of blogging being nearly as important as some people are trying to make it. And that's what I'm writing about. And again, I'm not trying to be critical. And I'm sure that people are going to read my post and think I am, but I'm not. I'm just trying to understand. So if you can help me understand this, you know, drop me a line. Leave a comment on my webpage. I'd love to understand this truly. Not what people say the purpose is, because people have different agendas, but what the real likely scientific empirical purpose and where these conferences are going. Because I don't get that. I don't understand it. Maybe I need to go to one. I'm probably speaking out of school, but unless they have one very close to where I live on a weekend, I'm going to probably be at work. So there you go. Anyhow, makes for good reading. That's the tech talk for the moment. Let's get back into some music. What do you say? I tell you, my musical taste is varied. So I'm fixing to play one that you may be surprised to hear on the Rancho Cast. I like Hall & Oates, particularly older stuff. Most bands I talk about, they're still at least somewhat together. You'll always hear me say I like their older stuff, I guess because I'm getting older. But one of my favorite records of all time is their 1973 record, Abandoned Luncheonette. I think every song on it is good, and I think it's aged well. You know, my standard for music that ages well is Steely Dan. I can put on a Steely Dan record from the 70s right now, and it sounds as fresh and relevant today as it did the first time I heard it, maybe even more so. But another record that's aged well is Abandoned Luncheonette. And this is a song called Had I Known You Better Then. It's the second track on the record. A little Hall & Oates, something different here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
About the one you wish was there beside you. In the past few days I've grown, love your giggles on the phone and how we hug so nicely. And from the first time that I saw you, now had I known you better then, I would have said those three old words. And from the first a day, ooh, I wanna stay and maybe hang around you. Call it luck, call it fate, call it a shame that we have met so late and loved so lightly. And from the first time that I saw you, had I known you better then, I would have said those three old words. From the first time that I saw you, had I known,
had I known you, had I known better than, had I known you,
had I known you better than, oh. About the one you wish was right there beside you. From the first time that I saw you, had I known you better then, I would have said those three old words. And from the first time that I saw you, had I known,
had I known
you,
had I known
better,
had I known you,
had I known.
Song for good record. You know, I really love country music. I don't play much of it on the Rancho Cast because I tend to get disgusted with mainstream country music. It sounds too much like 70s pop music. And some of the Texas stuff is good, but some of the Texas stuff candidly sounds a lot to me like it's a bunch of frat boys trying to be country and have a good time. And it's almost like it's an inside joke, and I don't like that either. But there are a couple of Texas artists running around that I like. One of them is Randy Rogers. I have only recently begun listening to his music. He had a song called The Hill Country, and since we just got back from the Hill Country, where we went to the Hill Country Hyatt, and then to SeaWorld, had a good time, I thought I'd play it. It's a new song, to me, at least. This is Hill Country from the Randy Rogers Band. A little real country music here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Building a road, and the hills of Cow Gap, man, they wither the ages. Got wiped off the map at $12 a load. They call it the Hill Country. I call it beautiful. I call it progress if it could be seen. Untreated water right out of our river back in their day. Now those streams bubble clean treated sewage while they sit in their hot tubs and they sip Perrier. They call it the Hill Country. I call it beautiful. I call it progress if it could be saved. They call it the Hill Country. I call it home. Yeah, but what will they call it when it's level and paved? Scrape off the hilltop, build lookalike. It's level and pain.
See, that's what country music's supposed to sound like right there. You don't hear enough of that coming out of Nashville, which is why I don't listen to mainstream country music anymore. All right, let's have a little more tech talk. I got into a new passion recently, and that's photography. I bought a Canon digital SLR, and I've been reading books after books after books and taking hundreds of pictures, just trying to figure out how to take better pictures. And I'm reading a book that was recommended to me by one of my commenters on one of my posts right now that's really helping me understand exposure. I've been reading a lot of Richard Quarin's blog. I've been reading some Thomas Hawk, although I wish Thomas would talk more about photography tips. He's my favorite photographer. And once in a while, he'll give some tips. I wish he'd do more, but he's got a great blog. I like it. And also, Darren Rouse has this photography blog that I've been reading. And it's been really an interesting experience trying to learn how to do photography. I'm a pretty tech-oriented guy. I can build computers. I can do coding. I can do a lot of stuff. But photography is brand new to me. And really, none of the skills that I have really translate to photography. So it's like I'm starting over. So I'm really soaking up a lot of information I can get from various people. And the internet and the blogosphere is a great resource. You're trying to learn something new, and I'm using it to its maximum degree in photography. I particularly enjoy Richard Quarin's little series about photography because he really makes things simple. And he actually even spoke kindly about one of my pictures in one of them, and that really made me happy. I love getting linked to and quoted about tech and music and the law and things that I kind of understand, but it's a real thrill to get linked to something that you're just learning like photography. It made my day. But one of the things I've learned how to do with photography, and I talk about this on the webpage, but I want to talk about it again because I think it's a great learning tool. So I go to Flickr and I explore, which is when you go and look at photographs that their algorithm finds to be interesting and good photographs. And I find one that I like, and I go to the right side of the page, and you look down the column, and on most pictures, not all, I guess some people suppress this information, which I think is silly and sad, but most people you'll see more properties. You click down there, and you'll see the exposure, the focal length, the aperture, the shutter speed, and the ISO. And it kind of helps me reverse engineer how people are taking these great pictures. I'm really deeply into photography at the moment and hope I can get better at it. The blogosphere is helping me a lot. So that's one of the things I do is if you're trying to learn something, I can learn it better by seeing how it was done. When I learned how to do a lot of coding, the way I learned was by looking at code and working backwards as opposed to trying to build on, you know, a step-by-step. That's not the textbook way to learn it. But that's also the way that I really learned how to write music as opposed to lyrics, was just by seeing how other people did it and trying to apply what patterns I was able to identify into my own stuff. And it works the same way in photography. I really like photography. If you know any good photography blogs or photography bloggers, drop me a line because I'm looking to subscribe to more of them. It's my new passion. Hope I can get good at it. I'm not right now. Although, if you go to my Flickr page, which you can access by clicking on the photos on my blog, you know, every now and then, if I take enough pictures, I'll get one that's pretty good. I took one of a dolphin in flight at SeaWorld, and I actually took about 50 pictures of that show, the Vista show, and I got one that's pretty amazing, and particularly when you consider that I was a long way from that dolphin. But that was really just luck. You know, good photographers like Richard and Darren and Thomas, they can take those pictures on purpose. When I do it, it's kind of by luck. So anyhow, that's it for my photography moment. Let's get back to the music. We're going to end with a song, which, while not technically a blues song, has blues aspects to it. I want to get back to the kind of music we typically play here on the Rancho Cast, so my longtime subscribers won't think I've turned this into an 80s music podcast. That's just kind of where the muse took me today. One of the classic rock bands I think gets overlooked a lot is Humble Pie. Humble Pie came out of England in the late 60s, and it had an all-star cast from day one. Had Steve Marriott, who had been the front man for Small Faces. It had Peter Frampton, who had been in a band called Herd before that. And it had a former bass player for Spooky Tooth called Greg Ridley, drummer Jerry Shirley. They made some good music. Started out sort of making acoustic, you know, country-tinged music, and later turned into kind of a hard rock jam band. Well, they have a record that was released in 2002, and it's live from the Whiskey a Go-Go in 1969. It's some tapes that somebody made back then, so it's sort of an enhanced bootleg record, but the sound quality is pretty good. And this is a song called Shaking All Over, and I really, really like it. We're going to end it here. It's a long 12-minute blues rock jam, Humble Pie, getting back to our primary love, blues rock, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. We'll be right back. That's good rock and roll, which you're going to find anywhere right there. If you can find Humble Pie's record, Town and Country, buy it. It's hard to find. Amazon may have it via some import deal, or you may have to go to eBay. But I don't have a copy of the record, but I've heard it. People who know Humble Pie from their later sort of rock-oriented sound will be really surprised at how folky, country-tilted that record is. A bunch of good songs on a good record. Let me say a thing about the music, as I always do. I'm a longtime musician and songwriter. These are low bitrate MP3s. We're not trying to steal music from anybody. We're just trying to give people a chance to hear some music that you don't often hear on the radio, and we think it's good music, and we want people to go buy it. So if you like what you hear, go buy it. Go to Amazon or your favorite retailer and try to buy these records. They're all good. If you like what you hear, please tell your friends about us. I say it every week, but only because I mean it. It's easy to get people to read your blog and talk to you. It's hard to get people to listen to your podcast. Now, we think we're doing something here that is a little unique. Tech talk, classic rock, blues, kind of an eclectic mix. If you like what you hear, please tell your friends about us. Link to us. Do anything you can do to help get some listeners, because we got a few ears. We're growing, but we're not growing very fast. And I'd love to fertilize my listener base a little bit, and if you could help me do that and help it grow, that'd be dandy. It's Kent Newsom. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back at you in a couple of weeks with another Rancho Cast here at Newsom.org. Take care.